I want to say thank you for joining us today. This is our Coffee Over Connections, and we are talking today about reconnecting. So for those of you, and again, I always have to go to my meetup to get the overview. I should actually print that out so I have it in front of me. But if you go to our meetup.com, we have a Connections Over Coffee meetup group. And in, oops, I hit the wrong one. And in the meetup, I have a definition of what we're all about. I don't have it memorized, which is why I got to look it up if it'll let me here. Here we go. All right. So we talk about RISE. So the R stands for reconnect. We rediscover what makes you tick and what matters in your world adventure. It's your chance to define who you want to be, not just for yourself, but as a superhero impacting your family, community, country, and even the whole planet. And then impact, it's transform your life into a blockbuster by embracing a service approach. Make your daily routine more meaningful so that every morning feels like a celebration. Imagine waking up ready to high five the world because you're not just successful, you're making the world a better place. Step number three in the RISE is S for Storify, time to craft your story, not just for your ears, but to inspire everyone around you. Join the League of Storytellers making waves globally, turning personal tales into superhero comics of positive change. And number four is E, elevate, be the rock star who actively inspires others to join the celebration, whether it's sharing good vibes or giving away inspiration like confetti. You're building a community that's raising the roof for positive change. So let's connect, contribute, and enjoy the wild ride of making the world a better, more fun place. And so that's kind of our goal. I am Kathy Benner, a passive income mentor, and I try to give more than I receive. I try to always over deliver. Sometimes I fail, you know, sometimes I'm just tired. We were talking about that earlier before we started recording. But today we want to talk about reconnecting. And so one of the things that I'm going to mention, and we've got a lot, I'm not sure how to say your name. Alana, Alana, Alana Lee. I think I said it right,
Is
Alana.
it Eliana?
Yes,
Yeah.
ma'am. Eliana.
Eliana.
Eliana, thank you
Yes,
for being
ma'am.
with us. Yes, I just
Thank
saw that you popped in there. Thank you so much for being with us today.
you. Yes, ma'am. Glad to be here.
So, anyway, our first question is when was the last time you felt truly reconnected with yourself, a friend, your work, or even nature? And what impact did that moment have on you? And I was just sharing a little bit early on that you know, sometimes we just get tired. I've been working a lot of hours all my life, and yeah, I've run businesses, I've written books, I've done all kinds of things, as many of you on this call have. And sometimes you're just tired. And so I'm trying to downsize a little bit, and I'm trying to reconnect with a more calm, less busy environment. And so most recently I flew down to Myrtle Beach and visited my girlfriend, and she's ahead of me. She's younger than me, but she's ahead of me in making this transition. She did liquidate some of her real estate, and she just kept the ones that were most profitable for her retirement, and added her Social Security to that and bought a place at the beach. And I went down and I said, "Well, what do you do all day?" And she said, "I haven't decided yet." And I'm like, "Wow, that seems kind of relaxing. You know, she hasn't decided what she wants to do yet." So, it was just good to reconnect with her and to actually I guess maybe see that in action. Not that I don't know what that looks like exactly, because I do, but I surround myself oftentimes with a lot of networking groups, and folks are always like, they're building something, they're growing something, they're creating something, they're, you know, they're doing something. And it makes me feel like, well, I should be doing that too. And so I am trying to make that transition where it's okay to not be quite as busy. So that's how I'm trying to reconnect with myself. The second question is, looking ahead, what is one way you would like to intentionally reconnect with your passions, your community, or your purpose? And the question was in the next 30 days, but I am on a program, I'm self-imposed, for 2025. I'm trying to tie up some loose ends to downsize some things so that in 2026, so not necessarily the next 30 days, but then in next year, in 2026, I want to circle back to, I'll say, some of my roots, because I was very, very active in church early on in the whole music end and in the missions end of my congregation. So I want to get involved again in some fashion into the music, and again, I love the traveling. And since I'm on the B1G1 with my company, where I give around the world, that company actually is home officed in I forget what country, but anyway, they're home officed, not in the United States. They're home officed in another country. And so there is a possibility that when they do their annual convention, that maybe I could attend and get more involved in that particular group in their country. So, so those are some of the things that I want to do to reconnect with just some of my roots, some of my earlier passions. And so I want to go around the room and ask everyone else, what was the last time you felt truly reconnected with yourself or a friend or your work or nature? And what, looking ahead, what is one way you would like to intentionally reconnect with either a passion, community, purpose, something that you've done in the past? Who would like to share?
It's funny you talk about this. And then I was able to show up today because that's what Esther Chicks is all about. It
that's
is
reconnecting
with yourself, that inner woman, that warrior that you have left smelter under the fire. And she needs to come out into full flame.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I've created Esther Chicks, is because I felt like I've been smoldering for the last several years, and I've actually left my connections with church lapse quite a bit. I need to get reconnected at church. And I also feel like I've done all of this work in learning how to build business, that I need to take it to the next level. But I also keep learning about new ways to execute that are shortening the gap every time I turn around. So I'm confident with these new lessons that I'm learning that, excuse me, that by the end of the year, I will have some clients, which at this moment, there's nobody that's connecting with me on Esther Chicks. But if you'd like to, go to school, SKOOL, and look for Esther Chicks on school.
Ah, so you decided to do that platform. I've been looking at that one.
Kathy, I have an affiliate that will teach you how to use it right.
All right, so I will hold off until I get your link. Thank you for that, Sherry.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, who else wants to share?
I am definitely a work in process for the past 10 years. And what I realize and what I don't want to do again is get so wrapped up in work that I don't spend enough time with the people I love.
Okay, I get it.
I'm don't want to make that mistake again, because Ed and I don't have that long together. Realistically, he'll be 79 at the end of the year. So, and we realized that. We realized that when we got married. So I want to keep shifting my focus, spending time with him, doing things as much as we can, even if we don't want to do anything. Just sitting together or watching a movie or things like that. So I don't, I'm very bad about this, but I'm not always thinking about work, what I have to do all the time. Or I'm not thinking about it, but I don't do it. Understand?
No, I get it. I get it. And for those of us that are entrepreneurial, that's an age-old problem, is that balance. That's a huge problem all the time.
Oh, go ahead, Catherine.
No, I was just saying, anytime you're entrepreneurial, it's just kind of finding that balance is tough. And it has to ebb and flow, because the balance isn't going to be the same every week.
No, it's not every day. It's mm-hmm. something a little different. I was thinking about my mother, and she was so involved in activities. When I was growing up, when I was a young teen or, you know, adolescent, she was so involved in activities with the church, especially.
Mm-hmm.
That I missed her presence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't there in the evenings when I was. And I told her that once, but it didn't change. And so I caught myself doing the same thing as my kids were growing up, and we were involved in the church, involved in their school, involved in that. Mm-hmm. It's just like my mother. And I thought, am I doing this because my mother did, or am I doing it because I really want to?
Good insight, though, Sally, that you ask yourself that question.
Yeah. And it came down, and this was fairly recent, that I was just doing things because she did. I mean, she did good things. The day she died, she was writing a recipe for a nonprofit recipe book. So she was always, always doing something. And you don't have to always be doing something.
Yeah, and I think that's the lesson for me as well, is that sometimes you can just be and not be doing. And that's a tough one.
Yeah, and my biggest thrill this year, this summer, last couple of months, the monarch butterfly caterpillars. I think I posted this. I said, I don't normally get excited about poop on my patio, but it was caterpillar poop. And it was, I had several monarch caterpillars, and more than I've had the whole time I've been here. I still have some. It's getting late in the season. So we create a, Ed and I together create a little haven for the birds and butterflies. And that's our happy place.
Yep, I love that. I did in my side yard, I put out a bird feeder, and so all the different birds come in, but I also have squirrels. And yes, I have white squirrels.
How do we?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I love it.
We got chipmunks. Ed puts food out, and you see the little chipmunks going out their pots, running away,
And those
but
white squirrels,
they go.
I'm sorry, sorry. Those white squirrels are so cute.
They are. And I did a little research, and they said they're probably not albino because they don't have the white eyes. They have dark eyes. And so it's just a breed of squirrel that's mostly white. Because when you look real close, they do have they have some dark roots. They need to go get their roots touched up because they're not really blonde. But anyway, but they say that a squirrel, wherever it's born, it usually does not go further than 2 miles away from where it was born its entire life.
Oh.
So that was something interesting I didn't know. So,
isn't that the same as for a cat if it doesn't get uprooted from its environment?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I don't know about the cats, but I know, I just researched the squirrels because we were afraid that they would go off and leave us, that they would go on down the road and find a new home or find more food or whatever. And they said, no, they'll always be around your yard if that's where they were born.
Man. No, I was saying, then that must be why there's so many around my house. But I'm like, but I have a phobia of squirrels. So I've been teased about it most of my life, my adult life. And, you know, my one girlfriend says, you know, you need to be delivered of your phobia of squirrels. So, but yeah, it's one of those things. But I was going to piggyback on Sally, which you know me, Kathy. I've always been busy, especially in church, because my mom, Sally, was busy, you know, in church. And I recently, so drum roll please, stepped down from doing the sound system and stuff, and I pulled back on a lot of things that I was doing. And at first I felt guilty, but it's like it feels so much better because I'm not the only one there. And it's almost like, okay, Carmela, you're not the only member. There's other people that
Yes.
can step up. And so, it's been nice, not doing everything. And even if they ask me, I don't have to say yes. And but it's funny, the guy that's over the sound system, he's like, whenever you're ready to come back, let me know. I'm like, I just left, give me time to enjoy my time away. But it's funny because over the course of the past few weeks, I found myself where I have time to read the Bible and do devotionals for myself where I can actually, I don't feel like I can't do it because I don't have time because I'm working or I'm doing this project. And it's nice. And then I took one, my adoptive daughter, she's from Texas originally. So I took her to one of the annual craft show things here that they have in one of the neighborhoods. She loved it. And she's like, you remind me so much of my mom, you and the crafts. And I'm thinking, when's the last time I did crafts or something, And I thought that was always my relaxing point, like on the weekend, throw on a movie and, just sit there on a, and work on something, nothing. And so she's like, I'm doing a scrapbook, for, her kids because she's got the two grandbabies that I've adopted. And so, and she's due in December. So she's like, can we have a night where we just do scrapbooks? And I'm like, I haven't done a scrapbook, but it was like fun. And I took her, we had fun in Hobby Lobby. So I'm like, this is the old Carmela. I miss Carmela. I miss that Carmela that, did those things that it was like using my creative mind to, put things together and they were nice and it's something. And one thing Sally else that Sally said was about, just spending time with family. I really enjoyed and I felt guilty because, but my daughter understood because, with losing my brother and taking care of my mom, when was the last time I was in Columbus? And I'm in Lima. But the thing of it is, with me being busy at church or taking care, there was no time. And the fact that to go check out her house and just sit there and relax, and they were like, so whenever you want to come spend the night, granted, we don't have a bed yet because we're going from a one bedroom to like a four bedroom house, we'll have something for you. And it was nice just to spend time with my daughter and just kind of hang out, because, she's the only child that I have. So it's kind of like, I want to have that connection. Yeah, I'm there with my parents. And even like with Farley, it's he said, I know you have some place to go tonight. That's been his response all the time. So what do you have going on? And the past few weekends, I've been home and he's like, you have no place to go. You're not going anywhere. I'm like, no, I'm here. And so it's been nice, even just to watch a movie. And, he's always loved Robert Redford and them. And so with him passing, he's like, so we have to watch, one of my favorite movies. I'm like, which one? You were like, but even just to sit and do that with him and have, it's nice. So I'm connecting, with myself, the old Carmela with, the craft things and
Me
just,
too, Carmela. That's wonderful.
And it's so nice and just fulfilling. So I love it.
Hey, Ruth.
Hi,
Hi,
Ruth.
Carrie. I know. I often wonder where that old Sally went to. Even raising kids and working full time, I still did crafts. I did
Right.
crewel work. I did quilling. I did, and I wonder how I did all that.
We
Raising
found the
chickens and
time,
work. I
it was
just found the
sometimes.
time.
I love it. I love it. Ruth, we are sharing, and I'm going to go over to Ileana next and let her share. But Ruth, we're talking about When was the last time you felt truly reconnected to yourself or a friend or your work or even nature? And looking ahead, what is one way you'd like to intentionally reconnect? The question was in the next 30 days, but for me, it's going to be in 2026 because I'm trying to downsize a little bit here in 2025. So, what is it that you want to intentionally maybe circle back and
Or
reconnect
anything.
to? So, but we're going to go over to Eliana. Would you like to share? We see you there. Can you hear us okay? I see that her microphone is off, but I don't hear her. Oh, she disappeared. Maybe she's shy because she was commenting there for a while as we were sharing. So, but maybe she's, I don't want to put anybody on the spot. So anyway, Ruth, we talked all about reconnection today, and I know you've been down for the count with some health things for a while. Have you been able to reconnect with anything that's going on in your world?
That's a good question. I think I'm going to have to think about that after I get off of here, but I can give you some off-the-cuff answers.
Sure.
But I do think that we're in seasons, and especially when your body is recuperating, you do need to just kick back and not pressure yourself and know that your priorities are different during that time. I've always liked to read. And so that reading, well, I will say during college, I did not take time to read any fiction. College,
Okay.
that was a time, a season where fiction was not in my time frame. But other than that, I think reading has always been there. I do like being out in nature. I love living here at the lake. As you can tell, I'm outside right now. And that does feed my soul. I do like to be with people, and I probably need to do that more because I've kind of just with COVID and then not feeling well, I've kind of just kicked back and haven't put myself out there. I do like to be in groups of people that are small enough or that you're given the opportunity to connect like one on one or one on two. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I do believe that I'm going to say one more thing. And that is no matter what your season of life is, you need to have a purpose. I do think it's very important as you reach the retirement years, because that gives you something to push for. Now, it doesn't have to be anything big, it doesn't have to be that you're going to save the world or anything like that. But you have to have a purpose so that your days have meaning. And with that, I'll be quiet.
Interesting, interesting. So when I think around all the things that I'm doing and what would be my purpose, and I still think my purpose is that I want to give through the B1G1, I want to give scholarships, I want to make a difference. And I'm going to say for that earlier version of me, it was the the girl in her 20s who really could use a stepping stone. Carmela sees that very clearly with her activities in church. She sees these young people. She's like the mom to all the young people in her church, and she sees that sometimes they just need someone in their corner. And so I think for me, I want to be that someone that's in someone's corner to help them. And because of how I've positioned myself with the real estate, I can do that financially by giving them, even if it's a small scholarship, but by giving them a stepping stone to take one step closer to whatever their dream is. And so that's kind of where I see my purpose.
Now, I think that is great, and I think we all have some form of that. I'm going to enlarge on what you're saying a little bit, because I think
all want to, but I also think that we each have to determine what that giving looks like for each one of us. And that's the season that I'm going into now. I feel like I want to be more generous. Is that generous with my time? Is it generous with my money? If it is it generous with my knowledge? And so I think that's where it becomes individualized. Where are we feeling led to give? And I don't think you ever put yourself on a guilt trip because somebody else wants you to give. You've got to feel it inside you that this is what I'm supposed to give.
Yes.
There shouldn't be any pressure from anybody to do something that doesn't feel right to you.
No, I agree with that. And for me, as I'm building out, my academy and the ways that I can give, I'm not under any pressure to do that. That was all, as a matter of fact, I pressure myself. I always feel like, oh, I could do a little more here. I could do, or I could add a scholarship there. So I always feel like I want to do more.
And I think that guilt trip goes with ourselves too. So as long as you are giving because you want to, and it's not that you feel like you need to give for some type of accomplishment,
Right.
then more power to you because I think it will come back to you. I really do think it will. But I think if we put ourselves on guilt trips, then it won't.
No, I agree. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. I see Alana. She typed in the chat. She said it's her first time on the call. She says not sure why her phone and her camera is acting up, but she's loving the interaction. And she's got a phone number. She said she would love to connect. Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put in the chat. You can connect with me just at kathybinner.com. When you see that, just go to kathybinner.com and you can connect with me anytime. So I'll toss that out there. Does anyone else want to share? And then we'll stop recording. Alana, did you want to share? I've got you where you can talk. All you have to do is unmute and we can hear you. Can you hear us okay?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
There you
Greetings,
are.
ladies. I don't know why my kooky, crazy iPhone won't let my camera come on or anything, but I'm so glad to be in the group today. I had signed up for it. I found you on the internet,
Okay.
I may need to get with you to get the acronym for RISE again, but I love
Okay.
coffee. I love connecting. I actually do something here in my hometown that I did personally, kind of like what you all are talking about. Getting back to yourself and that kind of thing, and what brings you joy, and how to share your gifts and talents with others. And I do something I created like 8 years ago, and my job incorporated into program, and it's called Coffee and Connect. And
Okay.
yeah, so when you said when I saw that's what another thing that caught my eye with your program because I typed in coffee meetings and coffee groups and things like that because I love coffee and tea. But it's so wonderful to meet all you ladies and. I think there's something going on with me. I'm very much of a hospitality-oriented person. I could so understand and Miss Carmelia when she was talking about, as well as Miss Sally and the other ladies when they were talking about serving in church and ministry. I was raised up to do that. I've worn many hats in ministry and. When she was saying how, she's her husband wasn't accustomed to her not having meetings or going places, or because when you have spiritual gifts and talents, and as well as a skill set from the workforce, people can easily identify that. And how ironic, I used to teach spiritual gifts at church and get people connected. But sometimes, as servants and as people in the workforce, we don't always know how to sit down, not because we don't want to. But others have recognized our leadership abilities or our skill set, and they've put us in positions, and then we feel responsible to operate in excellence, to operate, and we have such a high level of accountability, and we cover other people that nobody sometimes people don't cover us. And so that's why we get drained, because they think we're so efficient and so effective and so sold out for God that we don't need help or we don't need a rest, or they tend to forget that, or sometimes, speaking quite bluntly and frankly, don't even think about that because they're
Right.
so accustomed to us serving and us being there for them and us always being reliable and being able to be reachable. And so something's going on with me right now where I'm feeling a shift in the atmosphere. A door is closing with regard to a business that I had. Not that it's bad that it's closing, but it dawned on me, being such this perfectionist and such this servant leader type of person for other people, I had to have an honest talk with myself basically 2 days ago that said, "You had this office space. You wrote the vision. You made it plain. You brought the equipment and everything here, but you allowed your job." And you allowed other people to keep you from being in the space that you paid to have to bring the vision forth. So an opportunity was coming where it's closing and I'm having to move, but it's also showing me the money that I have not been the good steward over, and I had to ask God to forgive me for that. But it reminded me, you need to take that money and put it where it needs to go for yourself, and then sit for a minute and see where God wants you to go next with this. So, thank y'all for letting me get that out. I appreciate it.
Eliana,
No, where are you coming to us from?
I'm sorry. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
Where are you ladies from? I had my clock set to join, and then I was busy driving, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm missing the Zoom. So, yes, ma'am. Where are you all from?
I'm Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay, you're right up the road.
Yeah.
Yep, and I am too.
Wonderful. And
In
Miss
fact, I'm
Sherry?
about a couple of miles from Kathy. Pardon?
Okay. Sherry, where are you from?
Near Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. And Miss Carmelia?
I'm from Lima. Well, I live in Lima, Ohio.
Okay. And Ruth?
I am by Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, well, it's so wonderful. I love, love, love networking. I love fellowshipping. I love women and supporting each other. So I'm just tickled pink of the one lady that said she's getting back to be more active and that kind of thing, because I've been a caregiver as well. And you kind of get out of the loop. You kind of cocoon yourself. You don't do it on purpose. It's a safe place and everything, but you kind of get out of touch with things that and the people and the circles that bring you joy and encouragement and
Yeah.
motivation and where you can do that for others. So I'm really tickled pink about being here.
I think when you're a caregiver, your whole focus is on that person
Oh yeah.
you're taking care of. So
Yes.
there's not a lot of room for there's not a lot of room for anything else.
Yeah, not a lot of room and not a lot of rest from other people. You
Ileana,
almost have to recreate yourself.
I'm going to click a button for you. It's going to say promote to panelists. Go ahead and click through on that. We should be able to see your video then. And then you can unmute and click. You should have an audio video down in the corner, and you should be able to do both of the. There you are. And then
Oh.
now you're muted. So now unmute yourself. Can you see the mute button? We don't hear you. There you are. Now we can hear you.
How cool
Okay. All right. So
I've moderated many a Zoom call and never saw that. So tickle pink.
okay. Everyone, look here. I'm going to do a screenshot of all of us so everybody smile. Got it. Okay. Good job, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm glad we could see your beautiful face, Eliana. I appreciate you being here. Okay, any last minute comments? And then I'm going to simply turn the record off for a moment so that we can chat. But we're at the top of the hour. I just want to say thanks, everybody, for coming on board. It sounds like we all have a great plan and we all have wrapped our arms around what it is that we want to do to reconnect, whether it be with our families locally, with nature, whatever, downsizing for me, and then reconnecting with some of my earlier passions. So all of that is just so much fun. I can't wait to see what we're all going to look like next year. So that's tons and tons of fun.
Another
Now,
20 pounds, baby.
there you go. Yes, congrats, Sherry. That's amazing. So we are going to stop the recording and we can still chat for a moment.